Yes, newsflash. Donald Trump and North Korea are shifting alliances. Is this a new world order? The balance of power is changing as the U.S. influence declines amid a nuclear crisis of fractions to the G20 summit in Hamburg. Who will win? I don't understand. They're shifting a wildest. Is it a new world disorder instead of a new world order? Is Donald Trump aligning himself with North Korea to end the world? This is what it sounds like. With Donald Trump ordering to show off Koreans, Venezuelan warning of very severe surprises, he's been having secret meetings with North Korean women and having orgies with them in talks with the North Korean nuclear holders to end the world, so I'd watch out for that. Even though this weekend's G20 summit of the planet's most powerful leaders are far from steadying nerves, only added to the sense that the world is going in a downward spiral. If Hamburg meeting shows anything, it was Trump, China, Russia, Vladimir Putin and Germany's Angela Merkel don't know or can't agree on what to do about Korea and Syria, climate change, terrorism, mass migration and many other scary issues. Are these fears of deepening world disorder justified, or is this existing international order simply undergoing one of its periodic reformations? The power balance shift new global forces challenges the status quo. The biggest single change is perceived in decline of the US influence, almost impactful as North Korea's filmed images of airborne Armageddon with a jibe by its dictator Kim Jong-un. That missile launch was an Independence Day gift to the American bastards. Yes, I don't care about your Independence Day because you don't have an Independence Day. What about all the people in poverty that live in your country, huh? That have to go to the food stamps and get their wealth checks and can't pay their minimum bills. They're not independent. So Kim Jong-un, the missile launch was an Independence Day to you American Uncle Tom bastards. Who just use Independence Day so the rich can get and have a nice little barbecue. Kim Jong-un's taunt was at Donald Trump, who, believe it or not, represented Don King in a trial that got him off fraud. Who exhibits scant understanding or liking for the traditional US wall of global policemen, preferring to its parrot his American First slogan. This is America, baby! We love America! Ain't nothing like America, baby! We're gonna make some money! Maybe Don King should be president. That'd be better than having Donald Trump as president. My election for UK president has got to be John Partridge. He'd be a good president. But Kim is far from alone in intending to exploit the US avalanche for national advantage. The process of America turning inwards is a concomitant reduced appetite for international leadership arguably began in 2009, and taking office the half-black, half-white Barack Obama, who bloodline is in the US government, inherited a country desperated by the one and only serial-killing George W. Bush's catastrophic interventions in Iraq and Afghanistan, and tired of global war on terror. Even though he was the mastermind and influenced the global war on terror. Well, it's very, 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 North Korea, I told you. I'm going to end the world, so get ready for that. Another news, battle for Mozilla. Arakami Chunks mops up final ISIS pockets. Who gives a fuck about that shit? Ross Kemp reveals UK the real truth about what dominates the news. He is about to do a 6-series of Extreme World, which I really like. I like it when Ross Kemp goes to Papua New Guinea and gets his camera. Try to snatch his camera to the tribes up in Papua New Guinea, and Ross Kemp goes, "You're gonna shoot me? You're gonna fucking shoot me? Go on then, fucking shoot me then." Yeah, he's a tough bastard, Ross Kemp. He's got no fear. I'm telling you that for now. That incident in Papua New Guinea and other incidents, well, he doesn't have any fucking fear. One tough motherfucker standing up to them motherfuckers with a gun in Papua New Guinea, one of the worst places in the bloody world. You got tribes fighting from mountains to mountains like you had in the old war days of the Romans and the Saxons. He's a very good Ross Kemp, actually. To be serious, he would be a good Prime Minister because he understands. I'm talking about UK knife crime, which I've witnessed myself very time. I carry a knife myself. I've got lots of knives. I'm not involved in any type of gang, I wouldn't say. I do hang around with people that deal with knives and machetes and samurai swords and all that shit. It's not as really as scary as they make it out to be. Basically, the knives, they can kill you, yeah, but that's what it is. It's not like I'm just fascinated with knives. I don't use it in self-defense, really. But when you said that you're a martial artist and somebody has got a knife and they are going to stab you, what are you going to do? You're gonna use your martial arts skills that you learned to try and throw the knife away from it. Or are you gonna do that? No, you're not. You're gonna fucking run for your fucking life. The only way you're gonna ever use them martial arts skills to break free of the knife is if you're trapped in a corner in a back alley and he's chased you there and there's no way out. Like when Jackie Chan was chased in Rumble in the Bronx to a corner by all them thugs. That's the only way, the only reason you'd use your martial art techniques to get rid of someone coming at you with a knife. If someone come out with a knife and I didn't have a knife, then I would fucking run. Okay? I've been robbed that knife point before. I'm not risking my life, you know. Yeah, he said, just punch him and run away, but he had the knife there. I punch him and then he stabs me at the same time. It doesn't matter how fast your punch is. It's very risky, you know. Anyway, in other news, Japanese sumo wrestler had a heart attack while in the semi-finals of the Japanese sumo traditional tournament that's been going on since ancient times. Had a heart attack. His weight was 860 pounds. A month before it was 800 pounds, but he wanted to put on an extra 60 pounds so he could win the competition. But that was the biggest mistake of the fat cunt's life as he died, tragically. Okay. In other news, Sean Puffy Combs has been arrested for something and is now going to jail in California and is going to share a cell with Suge Knight. That's going to be really interesting. In the first night they're there, Suge, hey, oh, you alright, Puffy? You know what it is, Puffy? Is, you know, we should have made that deal, Puffy, you know. You could have come work for me. You could have worked for Death Row, Puffy. But, you just one under-scheming, cowardly motherfucker, Puffy, you know. You fucking, I know what you did. I know you didn't say you what you did with the Crips. You did some bitch shit. You know that. You know that you're a snitch, don't you, Puffy? But what it is I'm in jail for the rest of my life. And we can make good friends in here, Puffy. And what it is, Puffy, is I need all your money and your rights from what you did to me, Puffy, you know? Because you got me out of money and you basically snitched on me, Puffy, man. And what it is, Puffy, is you killed one of my friends, Puffy, but that's in the past, Puffy. What it is we can do business in here, Puffy. All you have to be is my bitch, Puffy. And what it is what you're going to be doing is what you say in the song. Instead of you saying, take that, you're going to be, take that, take that, take that, take that, take that. That's what you're going to be doing, Puffy. Take that, take that, take that. Because I'm going to be... You're gonna be my bitch, Puffy. But it's alright, Puffy, because I'll give you what you want. I'll give you the odd cigarette and the odd toilet roll and whatever you need. Maybe I might even give you a book. But depends if you comply and how much you take that, take that, take that. But what it is, Puffy, is that's how we're gonna do business from now on, Puffy. And that's how it is. So, I'm gonna be in here for a long time, Puffy, so your asshole is gonna be redder than all the street bloods put together, Puffy. That's what it is. That's what it is, Puffy. So, just get prepared for that. So, that is the news. What's going on? It's clues, news, do's, who's. As I am covering the UFC. Anthony Pettis, he used to be a lightweight champion, he did, didn't he? He's fighting very early in the match against Miller. Very fast Pettis. Fast and dexterous, like a great foot movement and great vicious strikes.
I said that I wanted my blood with mustard and custard.
And a bit of mushrooms and diazepam pills to make me very, very cool. They shut down my Google account for now. I don't know why they've done it. It's because I've made obscure stuff on there. I posted a video with me, stupid really, of what I did, but I told you I go off impulse sometimes, so I can't really help what I do sometimes, and that's just me. I don't think I took my medication that day, but I showed a video of me shooting. Basically, I graffitied something and put a picture of a politician on a wall and then started shooting it with my Colt 47, and there was plenty of holes in it, and I said, this is what I'm gonna do to all you motherfucking politicians. And I posted that on YouTube and it got all I had that mask on while I was doing it as well, so I think they took me a bit seriously on it, so they've barred my YouTube account for now, which is not good because not my YouTube, my Google account, because all my stuff's on there, like all my pictures that mean stuff to me, saved on my drive and all my music that I did. I don't do music anymore. I'm retired, unknown rapper. At least I tried.
Come on, you gotta give me that.
But yeah, so hopefully they'll put it back on. Bought a lot of books on there as well. So it'd be nice if you would do that. I'm doing a book at the moment on ECW. What I'm doing is I'm reviewing it. Hopefully I can publish it. It's going to be about every ECW match from 95. I'm going to do year after year. From 95 to, I'd say, 98. Because they are the best years in ECW. So I'm going to do review each show and go over each segment, each match, and rate it. So nobody do that shit, because I'm doing it. I want to make some money off it. I'm also doing a book on the 5 best wrestlers in each year of the WWE from 96 to 2016. Why they was. Before I do the 5 best wrestlers, I'll talk about how the year was and what impact the year had. My favourite year in wrestling is 2000 and early 2001 were my favourite time. wrestling. Sorry, my lungs went pretty sharp. So, I'm doing that, and I'm writing the book about the Art of SFS. Now, the Art of SFS is, I'm going to do another one. I'm going to do this first one. I've already done the one with the Art of SFS, but it got deleted because my computer broke down. I had to go all the way to fucking PC Curry World, and, that's how, and they deleted all my Microsoft Word, and I did a book on the Art of SFS. What I've done here is I've done my philosophy, but I've done my life story a bit on it as well. My life story, I've had a lot of events happen in my life, so I've told it. I'm not going into any detail about my life's detail, I've just told you certain events. And so it's not, it's like a biography of my life, but my philosophy. So it writes up into chapters, so hopefully that'll do something. I'm just trying. But selling, it's okay. It's very hard. I gotta do more advertisement. I'm setting up my own websites, trying to, you know, do that. I'm gonna be working hard at that this week. My selling. So I won an auction, which is good. Got is it 100 PS4 games for 150 quid, and some of them are new. So hopefully I'll make a lot of money, like Mafia 3, FIFA 17, Injustice 2, Battlefield, and all that. So we've sold them at about £15 each, which is good price, and they're new, so hopefully they'll rapidly sell. £15, 100 of them, £15, comes to 1,500 off 150. So that'd be great for me. Also, I'm very interested in getting into this trading 212 thing. If I get a spare £100, because I've got to pay off loads of debts and everything, then I might start investing £100 into a company. See how it goes. I've done the practice thing. I managed to make 15,000 of 10,000. That was on the practice account thing. My advice is to practice first for some months to get used to the red and green shit and the graphs and all that. And I've always been pretty good at maths, believe it or not. I have been. So yeah, 212. Get it on app. Trading 212 is a good app to learn if you want to go into stocks. You only cost £100 instead of being a drug dealer. Trying to advance off that. Try and do that. Or do not the eBay thing. Buy off Cat. There's a good website called Cat Wiki Auction app. Great auction. The great prices. Probably better than eBay auction site. There's also Refurb, which is a good selling site. Does auctions. Gumtree, not really that good. Wouldn't trust people buying off people on there. Shypock, now that's where most of my stuff is. And Shypock, there's an app called Shypock. And you'll see me, if you just type in WWE figures or comic books or games or whatever, you'll find it. And I do good prices and I do negotiate as well sometimes. But do not get cheeky, because as soon as you get cheeky, then that's it. I'll just cut you off. Obviously, I'm not going to say anything on the website because I can't, because it is business and I'll get chucked off and that's money. So, I won't be doing that. You know, lots of good things for sale and stuff. Summertime, so, but good thing to do is and get some golf clubs, pack up a big bundle of them, hopefully, and sunglasses, design the t-shirts. Got some good designs. I was supposed to design Great Balls of Fire with Samoa Joe and Brock Lesnar as the main event. Done that, and designed a sick design of Bray Wyatt and then Charles Manson below him, and done the UFC designs for the Cormier Jones, which I designed. Put multiple pictures together, wendled them round and edited them myself, so there's no copyright infringement involved. So yes, I will be reviewing the UFC 113 this podcast, as I will, and pretty much the bottom line.